YouTube to talk podcasts. The latest from podnews.net with The Podcast Show, the new international festival for podcasting in London this May. Kai Chuck, YouTube's Director of Podcasting and Next Gen Media Partnerships, will be speaking at Podcast Movement Evolutions in a couple of weeks. This will be the first public presentation from Chuck since starting his current position at the end of last year. You can still get tickets. How many podcasts are there? We were asked in an email, so we turned our answer into an article. And the answer isn't quite as straightforward as you'd think. You'll find it linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. Good news from Blueberry, which is to upgrade the storage limits of all advanced hosting plans from next week. As part of the increase, the company is withdrawing its no-fault podcast overage, which effectively gave an additional 25% storage space. But then the new storage limits are at least 60% bigger than the old. Libsyn has claimed Claim Pod Parity, a movement to accelerate the conversation around gender equality. The company will also work with podcast platforms to highlight podcasting led by women. Ever wanted to judge a podcast awards? If you're in Ireland, you might be in luck. The Irish Podcast Awards are looking for judges. Entries for your podcast open on April the 11th. And in El Economista, the founder of Dixo, Danny Sadia, is interviewed about the podcast industry in Mexico and says that the industry is finally maturing there. And in People News, Rico Galliano has been appointed as head of audio for Mubi, the streaming platform. It's part of a push to increase the company's podcast output. Brian Moffitt is to become SVP of network growth for NPR, as well as retaining his role as COO of National Public Media. Moffitt's new team will focus on engaging younger and more diverse audiences through podcasts and other on-demand audio. Joel Zuckerman is to become VP of Audio Platform Strategy at NPR. He's been with NPR since 2010. And Alex Gofinski has been hired as associate producer and songwriter for WNYC's Radio Lab. He'll also apparently be producing an offshoot of the station's Radio Lab program geared towards children. And in podcast news, Hive Time, that's spelled H-Y-V-E, Hive Time, is a brand new podcast all about the business of beekeeping. The host, Mike James, plans to bring listeners all the buzz about the beekeeping world and interviews other business owners to find out what busy beekeepers can learn to keep everything sweet. And the Defrag is a daily news podcast for you if you like news at the intersection of technology, business, politics and science. Out every morning at the same time as Pod News' own podcast, it too is from Australia. And I was a guest a few days ago talking about social podcasting apps. This podcast is brought to you by The Podcast Show, the new international festival for podcasting in London this May. It's a two-day business event with speakers like the CEO of Wondery, Jen Sargent, and Steph Simon from Clubhouse. Access to over 120 global brands and unmissable live shows. You can get 20% off day passes with the code PODNEWS at thepodcastshowlondon.com. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories in full and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.